CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Stable money, very attractive understanding. Stable money. I welcome Judy Shelton, economist, senior fellow at the Independent Institute, author of Money Meltdown, writing most recently in the Wall Street Journal editorial page an op-ed about stable money. Once upon a time and maybe in the future. Judy, a very good day to you. The U.S. companies, and you name them in your piece, Microsoft, Alphabet, Pfizer, McDonald's, Apple, these are the best of the best. They now face a story where the dollar is very strong overseas. Therefore, we can assume that will mitigate their international sales. Are they picking up their iPhones and calling Janet Yellen and saying, please help us? Good evening to you, Judy.
Good evening. And I'm delighted to be back with you again, John. That's a great question. I think if they had the nerve to call the Treasury Department, which would be appropriate given that Treasury is in charge of exchange rate policy, I don't think they will get a sympathetic hearing on the other end. Nobody knows better than Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen the relationship between raising interest rates and having a stronger dollar overseas, because as former head of the Fed, she knows exactly how that works. And yet, I don't think that she will make it Treasury's fault in any way that these very important American companies are now finding that their sales overseas translate into a much lower level of dollars and therefore really hurts their profits. So those companies, through no fault of their own, are being punished for successfully selling overseas because the exchange rate has so far turned against them, and their earnings overseas do not translate into the amount of dollars they would have hoped for.
Our exports declined in the first quarter. We can assume they will decline or be in some fashion damaged in the second quarter because of the strength of the dollar in currencies of our trading partners. Also, at the same time, the inflation number here, which is why the Fed is moving Mr. Powell's word aggressively. The inflation rate is damaging those on fixed incomes, damaging everyone, because the purchasing power of the dollar today is diminished tomorrow, just one day. We can assume that. So what is to be done? We go back to this term stable money. Once upon a time, we had stable money. When was that, Judy?
Well, depending how we define it, I think you could go back and say there was a substantial break in having any kind of link, any kind of convertibility into an asset with intrinsic value after August of 1971. Prior to that, the United States, from its very beginning, had money defined in terms of some rate of convertibility into gold or silver or both. There were times when we went off that standard during times of war. That's typically when you put all your effort into defending the country, but always with the expectation that the country's economy will go back onto some form of discipline in terms of its monetary and fiscal actions when an immediate threat of war is not on the horizon. But after 71, the final link between the dollar and gold was broken. And I would say since then, we've seen steady inflation, and then that has been embraced as an official policy by our central bank. That is, they strive to have 2% inflation. That now seems a dream. But in fact, even at 2%, you are slowly erasing the purchasing power of the dollar. And one could make an argument it's kind of a form of expropriation. It's certainly built-in obsolescence for the purchasing power of the dollar, and I think undermines the value of the dollar as a store of value.
If I understand your presentation correctly, the Treasury would blame the Fed would blame the Treasury, and neither should be faulted, because the remedy for this is in the legislature, in the House and the Senate. What can they do, Judy?
Well, I think it would be a tremendous change, and change is difficult, but all Congress can do at this point, in my view, is be willing to question whether the way our country pursues a stable monetary foundation is based on central banking. And what we've seen is the Federal Reserve as a government agency, it likes to call itself an independent government agency, has really set up a rather untenable approach to dealing with inflation. That is, if Congress overspends, or if the White House puts money in the pockets of people, and that increases demand without increasing supply, and yet we only hold the Federal Reserve responsible, and the Fed is certainly willing to claim that responsibility as its dual mandate. They have to deliver stable prices, but all the Fed can do is kill demand. They can raise the cost of borrowing. And my point is that kills supply too, because the people who might be willing to increase output, who might be willing to start firms or enlarge plant and equipment and increase output, now find that it's more expensive for them to gain access to capital. And for companies that are already borrowing, that is going to increase the cost of business. Just like having to increase wages. Now, if they have to pay more interest to borrow the funds they need to keep going, then they have to pass those prices on to the consumer. So in both those senses, the Fed is working against itself if the goal is to increase supply in order to meet the level of demand, because the Fed is the first to say we can't do anything about supply. All we can do is try to kill demand. But that's really, then the country is looking at recession. You're hammering financial markets. 40% of Americans have retirement plans linked to the performance of financial assets in the stock market. So I think people will begin to say, how does this work, really? Is this all we can do? And what if the Fed were to increase rates to 10%, but Congress or the White House persisted in overspending and increasing that demand without increasing supply, you could have, and I think that's what we're looking at now, the worst of all worlds. That's right. The stagflation, right, of still having inflation at the same time you've killed growth.
All right. You've got us into a fix. Get us out of it, Judy. We go to Congress and they're talking about a fixed dollar. Is this an act of Congress that needs to pass? They have to take us back onto a stable dollar, meaning it has to be fixed to a gold or silver, something convertible.
My own approach, and I do think it's important to put out a specific initiative that would provide a path for transitioning away from our current system, would be to have the Treasury issue a security. I've written about this for the Central Banking Journal, for other publications. I would call it a Treasury trust bond, but I would actually offer a Treasury security payable at the option of the holder in a fixed dollar value of gold, but way in the future. That is, we talked about, as the Trump administration was coming into office, when I was working on the Treasury transition team, offering a 50-year Treasury security. I think it would be very interesting to offer a 50-year Treasury security that said, at maturity, you will either get this specific amount of dollars back, in that sense, just like a conventional Treasury security, or a specific amount of gold at your option. I think there would be great demand for such a security. I think it would be the first attempt since 71 to link the dollar in any way to gold. And in fact, the United States is sitting on 261 million ounces of gold that's doing nothing, that is carried on our books as being worth about $42 an ounce. There is nothing to lose. In fact, I'd prefer to lock that up as the collateral for this specific bond offering. And at the very least, and that amount is worth about a half trillion right now at market prices, you would be providing a tool for the Federal Reserve to anticipate the aggregate expectations of people about the future value of the dollar relative to gold. It would be like a tips bond. It would compensate people for inflation, but instead of doing it on the basis of the consumer price index, it would do it on the basis of a change in the price of gold relative to the dollar.
Judy Shelton, an economist, senior fellow at the Independent Institute, author of most recently Money Meltdown, writing for the Wall Street Journal about stable money. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.